As much as I hated to admit it, this case intrigued me. The excitement of finding a lost gold mine was the stuff of legends, and I wanted to be part of it. Did Uncle Joey know about it? If it was real, he'd probably want to invest. My sudden enthusiasm for finding a lost treasure brought me up short, and I knew gold fever was real. Of course, it didn't hurt that my grandpa had taken me up into those same mountains when I was a kid to look for that mine. No wonder it excited me so much. My phone began to ring with the familiar tune of Devil Rider, which I'd set for Ramos's ringtone, and a little thrill rushed over me. Wow, just thinking about Uncle Joey, and here was Ramos calling me. Was this a sign? I decided to take the stairs so I'd have some privacy, letting the song play a little longer before I started down. Hey, Ramos, what's up?
Babe, you sound like you're out of breath. Is this a bad time?
No, I'm just leaving the newspaper offices.
Then you're not too far away?
Nope.
Good, I need you to come to Thrasher. A guy showed up a few minutes ago wanting to see Minetto. Jackie sent him to Minetto's office, but before I could ask her who he was, she left the office in a rush. I knocked on Minetto's door and asked if he needed me, but he waved me off. Something's not right, and I'd feel better if you were here.
Is it about a gold mine?
A gold mine? No.
Oh, okay. I tried not to sound disappointed. I'll be there in about 10 minutes. Exactly 10 minutes later, I walked into Thrasher Development. With Jackie gone and no sign of Ramos, I peeked inside the conference room. Finding it empty, I wandered down the hall toward Ramos's apartment, but couldn't see him anywhere. At the other end of the hall, Uncle Joey's door was closed, but I could hear faint sounds of conversation. Maybe Ramos was in there. On the way, I stopped in front of my office door and stepped inside, hoping to find a nice spot for my new paperweight. I admired it for a moment before setting it down next to the framed photograph of my family. I opened my door to leave and gasped with surprise. Ramos stood just outside my door, and his lips turned up into a cocky grin.
Babe, I just came to find you.
Geez, you startled me.
Sorry.
He leaned against the door jamb, not looking a bit sorry. So, did Jackie just go home without telling Uncle Joey? He straightened.
Apparently. When I got here, a man was talking to Jackie like he knew her from somewhere. Her face was a little pale, and she seemed upset. She sent him down to see Minetto and then took off. She didn't say a word to me, but I think she had tears in her eyes.
That's not good. Does Uncle Joey know that she's gone? Ramos shook his head.
No. He's been in there with the guy ever since.
How long is that?
Since I called you.
Is Uncle Joey safe? He nodded.
Yes, of course. I opened the door and asked if he needed me, but he said no. That's when I called you.
So, he didn't let you in, but you think he'll let me in?
Maybe not if you ask.
My eyes widened. So you want me to barge in there?
Yeah. Tell him you have some good news, or make something up. Then see if he'll introduce you and let you stay. Something about this guy is off, and I want to know what it is.
I straightened my spine. If Uncle Joey was in trouble, I'd do just about anything to help him. Okay. I glanced at my new paperweight. And I've got just the thing. I picked it up. The editor-in-chief at the newspaper just gave me this. It's kind of a memento for saving their lives, you know, from the shooter.
That should get his attention. Let's head on down there.